Christmas Christmas is a magical time, even if you're not religious in that sense.
Right. That would be a lie.
Randolph's birthday is December 30th, and he shot himself January 16th. So the high holidays for me are that time, that period there, as well as Randolph's birth, you know, as well as Memorial Day and Veterans Day.
Right. Let me ask you a question. This is still
going.
It's a very relevant question.
It's going to almost at the
end. I asked my friend last night the same question. Because he had his lover committed suicide 13 years ago.
His lover? Oh, his guy?
Yeah. Amazing stuff I'm dealing with here. I asked him the same thing. Do you think the possibility of his suicide was based on the way societal mores treat homosexuality, and that
it's
still familial guilt and things
in
like that?
In part, yes. But also, he saw the worst of Vietnam War. He lost all his men. I mean, he had a Purple Heart, two opioid clusters, whatever.
So the two of those...
And his father committed suicide when he was only 16. No, 14.
That's three strikes right there in a sense, isn't it?
Yeah, so he's seen a lot of trash. Came from West Virginia.
It was too much for him to handle.
Yeah, but I don't could ever...
Something like that. Did you really think... No.
He was a murderer. He could never forgive himself. I don't think he felt he deserved any happiness in life for the murders he did in Vietnam. I tried... God brought me, put me into his life. Was to help liberate his spirit.
Well, see...
I had to... That didn't mean I could save him from dying.
No.
But on a greater eternal scale, we are soulmates, and it was time for me to, me and him to be brought together, for me to ease his pain as much as possible, to bear some of that cross.
By analogy, now as a mercenary, one of the things I can say is I have the same compunction, burden, encumbrance, whatever label that's inadequate to handle. Of what I had to do to survive, to try to keep others to survive too. And I never, when I hear you say someone else, you consider them a murderer, he considered himself a murderer.
Well, he was. You have to face facts in order to heal yourself. It's very difficult to forgive yourself or something like that.
That's part of my problem, isn't it?
Of course it is. Yes.
I seem, for the most part, to do a pretty good job of sweeping it under the rug.
That's what you have to do.
I was telling him last night, I said, his nickname for the hate man drum scene is called Square One, by the way. It's pretty cute, isn't it?
Yes.
And
I got to get a good handle. It'll come naturally.
I told him that...